This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The Black New Mexico movement held a rally Saturday evening in Rio Rancho, the more conservative, smaller city that neighbors Albuquerque. 50 or 60 people gathered to speak out against racism, marking the 24th anniversary of Tupac Shakur's death and continuing the hip-hop artist's activism against police brutality and racial injustice. KUNM's Hannah Colton reports a larger crowd of opposing demonstrators showed up and antagonized them.
In a dirt lot off of a busy commercial street, counter-protesters blasted music, did donuts with their trucks, and revved engines amid Trump 2020 signs and American flags. Some carried handguns in holsters. Across a small road, the Black New Mexico movement had set up a line of parked cars, blocking off an empty paved parking lot. Military veterans in white vests formed a wall of vets standing with the anti-racist movement.
Come on, let's go. Keep going. Hey, everybody, we got the perimeter for a reason.
The Black New Mexico movement organizers set up a loudspeaker and tables where folks could register to vote and learn about the census. Nicole Rogers with the Wellstand Foundation spoke about the importance of Black and brown communities getting counted.
Yeah. We deserve the same things that they get. Equal housing. No more redlining Black people. Have you guys heard of that?
People spoke of the long history of government-sanctioned violence against Black people. Here's Krista Barber, president of the Rio Rancho chapter of the Black New Mexico movement.
12 generations of our children are afraid of the police. 12 generations of our children are being treated differently by their teachers.
She urged people not to give up in the face of hate and fatigue.
We have to show up every time. I know it gets tiresome. Make the phone calls for Breonna Taylor. Make the phone call every day for Jacob Blake. Make the phone call so that we can see justice through.
Before the speeches were over, some counter-protesters got more verbally combative at the perimeter and then swarmed the protest area.
I'm fighting for my and you guys are not welcome.
They referenced conspiracy theories about Antifa rioters and accused BLM of being looters, ideas that stood in stark contrast to the small, peaceful rally. After 20 minutes or so of shouting and escalation, mostly from counter-protesters, Rio Rancho police began to arrive. They talked to the most belligerent of the counter-protesters and stood between close confrontations as they arose. A handful of cowboys for Trump rode in on horses. That's the group whose leader has made racist remarks about Black athletes. And members of the far-right militia group, the Three Percenters, were there, heavily armed and wearing military-style clothing. The New Mexico Civil Guard also had a presence. A fellow reporter counted more than 20 anti-BLM folks openly carrying guns, including several with long guns. No one from the Black New Mexico movement appeared to have a firearm.
Go find a real movement.
So much. United States Marine Corps, what?
Nearly everyone on the anti-racism side wore masks, while at least a couple hundred counter-protesters were without masks. Some surrounded individual Black New Mexico movement organizers, getting in their faces and arguing. Organizer Arthur Bell and others kept trying to engage them in discussions about racism.
Because this is the way the United States is right now.
Nah, man.
We can fix it.
That ain't, no, we can't fix
us
it.
Us talking right now is fixing it.
It's a start.
That's
it's
all
start.
We need. One step forward and no steps back. That
means the protesters making a stand against racism gradually left after enduring nearly 2 hours of continual verbal abuse. As it got dark, a group of counter-protesters moved up to the street corner and waved Trump flags, drawing honks from trucks passing by. Across the street, a lone demonstrator remained. Braden Vick said he'd just gotten off work at a nearby brewery. He held a homemade sign that read, "Stop Racism."
It's a pizza box. I just grabbed a permanent marker and went to work on a pizza box when I was done. Clocked out and came down here for a minute.
Vick said he hopes people will get engaged and vote Trump out of office this fall.
Fingers crossed, something might change.
For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for this coverage comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and, of course, from listeners like you.